I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. All right, So we just got done talking about the coaches' report cards from previous years. This is why I know everybody's getting worked up about a head coaching hire, and that's a good thing. You know, it means people are passionate, and they've got to get this hire right. I give these numbers out to illustrate just how difficult it is to thread that needle sometimes with a head coaching hire. From the years 2014 through 2019, the NFL welcomed 42 head coaching hires into the league. So 42 new head coaches were hired in that six off-season window, 2014 through 2019. There were more coaches, 50% more coaches that lasted 2 years or less than still have those jobs right now. 14 out of 42 of those hires lasted two seasons or less. Nine of the 42 are still in the jobs that they're in, and all of those nine were hired from 2017 on. So there's no coaches left in the league that were hired between 2014 and 2016. 0 for 21. They're all gone. The nine that are still left, 2017, Sean McVay, Sean McDermott, Kyle Shanahan. 2018, Frank Reich, who, by the way, was like the ninth choice in Indianapolis because Josh McDaniels left them at the altar, and Mike Vrabel. And then in 2019, Zach Taylor, Cliff Kingsbury, Matt LaFleur, and Bruce Arians. So those are the nine that are still left.
I'm looking at the grades that I think these probably match up what most people would have thought at the time. But the A grades for some of these coaching hires at the time are like embarrassing in hindsight.
Yes.
And yet it made sense for it to be an A grade then. And then likewise, some of the C's and D's were remarkably good hires. It goes to show you that you just flat out never know. I mean, some are idiotic from the start, like Jim Tomsula. That was an idiotic hire.
That got a D+.
It was and always will be
right.
One of the dumber hires in NFL history.
That got a D+, but this is the headline. I'm looking at a year's worth of report cards from a round of head coaching hires.
Yeah.
Grading the NFL coaching hires. The headline is Browns 49ers hit home runs. So you might think, oh, okay, well, that was probably the year they hired Kyle Shanahan. I mean, that was a home run. This is Will Brinson, by the way, who's covered the NFL for a long time.
No.
That would be 2016. 2016 when they hired Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly. Adam Gase, Chip Kelly got A's from Will Brinson. Hugh Jackson got an A+. An A+?
Yeah.
He went 1-31. In 2 years and was exposed just for being kind of out there on Hard Knocks. Like, you watch Hugh Jackson, you're like, all right, there's not much to this guy. Like, he seemed like a nice guy and all, but like
the best coaching hire from that crew in 2016 would have been C+ earner Doug Peterson.
Yes.
Who himself would be gone a couple years later anyway.
But won a Super Bowl at least.
How about
this?
But it goes on. Yeah, it's amazing.
Look at that class.
Like 2015, who was the best hire? Oh, Rex Ryan to the Bills, of course.
Graded the best.
Graded the best.
Yeah, it was great. The best wound up being Kubiak, who won a Super Bowl and got a C-plus but was still gone after 2 years.
Yeah, Jim Tomsula got a D-plus there.
Yeah, they got that one right. They got that one right. But, man, look at that dude. Look at that class of 2016. Hugh Jackson, Cleveland, got an A-plus. Adam Gase, Miami, A. Chip Kelly, gone after a year. He was graded an A when they hired him. Dirk Cutter, Tampa Bay, B. Ben McAdoo, Giants, B-minus, as you pointed out. Doug Peterson, C-plus. He's actually the one guy that succeeded in it. Mike Mularkey, F. Hard to argue with that.
Okay, so now 2017 is an interesting year because these coaches were hired. Anthony Lynn to the Chargers. Sean McVay to the Rams. Sean McDermott to the Bills.
Both got B's.
Vance Joseph to Denver. Yep. Doug Marrone to Jacksonville. That was graded a D-plus at the time.
Yep.
And probably a good one. Kyle Shanahan to the 49ers. So in that class, I mean, you had three guys that are still with the teams, Sean McVay, Sean McDermott, and Kyle Shanahan. Two of them have been to a Super Bowl. And even though Shanahan's only had two winning seasons in that time, he's been a good hire for them. They all got Bs. So they were all, like, there was no A signing in that season. Those guys were all kind of like, okay, I see where you're going with this. It's probably a good idea. I don't know about Shanahan, you know, and his play calling down the stretch in the Super Bowl, but all those guys were well-regarded.
Probably got gun-shy about giving out A's the year after you gave Hugh Jackson, Adam Gase, and Chip Kelly an A. Like, the next year, I don't know if Will Brinson was doing it. It was CBS again. I don't know if it was still Will Brinson, but whoever.
By the time they were giving out the grades, Chip Kelly would have been fired already.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Shanahan replaced him, you know? So, so it's just interesting.
Oh, 2018, highest grade getter, Matt Patricia to the Lions.
Matt Patricia, let's read what they said. Let's read. It was Will Brinson again. Let's read. Boy, Will Brinson and his grades. It's an inexact science. This is what he had to say about Matt Patricia, Will Brinson, when he was hired in 2018. Another situation where it's difficult to hate on someone plucking away a coveted Belichick assistant, and it sure does feel like a pretty good fit for Patricia, who can stay away from the limelight of a city like New York while also walking into a job that features GM Bob Quinn, a former colleague of his. Where, Seth? In New England, and a franchise quarterback. And God, poor Matthew Stafford. Oh, my God. So many clowns.
Wait,
he had to
why
play.
Didn't we read some article that said that they'd never there hadn't been the Vrabel and Robinson the only matchup of two former New England?
They were
guys?
The only successful one. They're,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
There have been several who have not succeeded.
Yeah, Pioli was there with Romeo.
Patricia gets a slightly lower grade. Then McDaniels. They had given McDaniels an A for Indianapolis because he hadn't quit yet on them. He gets a slightly lower grade than McDaniels, primarily because we don't know exactly who he will be as a head coach. Although, by all accounts, he's plenty smart enough to handle the job, if not much more.
Okay. If
it turns
if
out Patricia
I'm
was
learning,
a clown.
You don't necessarily want to hire a coach that these guys give an A. More times than not, these are the A's they gave out. Lovie Smith in Tampa, Rex Ryan to Buffalo, Hugh Jackson to Cleveland, Adam Gase to Miami, Chip Kelly to San Francisco. These are all the A's that they started giving out in 2014.
None of them succeeded.
On up through Matt Patricia in Detroit. 2019, the A was given to Freddie Kitchens in Cleveland. Vic Fangio in Denver, Bruce Arians in Tampa. So finally we've struck on at least one A that made sense.
Okay, who needed Tom Brady to get him his A?
So over that five-year period, the last thing we need, Sean, is for the Texans to actually hit something that's well-regarded.
I'm sold. McCown. Stay the hell away from Flores. I'm sold on Josh McCown through this exercise.
Would Flores get an A from these guys?
I think Flores would get an A from some people.
Well, we can't do it then.
No. No. Run the hell away. No, you know what? Screw it.
Hines
Ward. I want Hines Ward as the Texans' next head coach.
You got to shoot for B's and C's. For this exercise.
Yeah.
The A's never work out, man.
It's crazy. Payne and Pendergast with, Freddie Kitchens, A. Oh, my God. Holy smokes. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. We played this earlier. We've got to play this again. Because if there's ever going to be an illustration that the Texans binge-watched Ted Lasso before hiring David Culley, Seth, you pointed this out earlier. It's worth mentioning again. And this is where we tell people, it's required viewing now for you to binge watch Ted Lasso if you're a Texan fan. Because it appears as though the Texans did that before hiring David Culley. David Culley was on our sister station in Kansas City earlier this morning and was asked to give his best Andy Reid story. Here was David Culley's best Andy Reid story.
I'm a big Hershey's chocolate guy, okay? And when I was in Philadelphia, I happened to have a buddy that worked with Hershey. And he used to bring me all kinds of Hershey candy.
Nice.
And usually when he would bring that to me, and when we would have staff meetings and offensive meetings, we would sit down, and during those meetings, at some point, Andy would say, David, do you have any of those Mr. Good bars? I says, Coach, I got plenty. And I had the miniatures, and I would set those Mr. Good bars in a meeting. We would be watching videos, studying and whatnot. And all of a sudden, I would bring those miniatures in there and set them down, and it must have been 40 or 50 of them. And Andy and I would just sit there and just go through them while we were watching the video. And finally, you know, Tammy, his wife, said something to me one time, cause Coach threw me under the bus about telling her it was me that was giving him all of that those Mr. Good bars. And so, but I know this, he loved those Mr. Good bars.
Okay. You know what, Seth? My first thought there, after re-listening to that, it was nice of David Culley to cover up for Andy Reid and admit that they were miniature Mr. Good bars, or at least say that. You know those were full-size Mr. Good bars.
I don't think they were, because the minis are what get you. Because it doesn't feel like – it feels like, well, this couldn't possibly be more than like 3 or 4 calories.
Armin used to get us, remember? Armin had that big candy dish in his office with those miniatures. Yeah. God, you and I would eat about 50 of those things.
Yeah, it's those are the dangerous ones. Yeah. Culley, I think Culley basically – he knows the path to a man's heart or a coaching job is through his belly. I think that's why he stuck around as long as he did. He was the pipeline. Tammy wasn't letting Andy Reid have the goodies.
Right.
But Culley gave it up. Culley, years and years of a relationship didn't sour the passion and the connection that those two had for Mr. Goodbars.
So as you pointed out, this is very, very Ted Lasso-like. For those who haven't seen Ted Lasso, just a little clip here from the show. Ted Lasso would do all these things that were happy, happy, joy, joy, feel-good things. Didn't know anything about soccer, but was hired as a – he was a college football coach in the States.
He was an American football coach that got hired to go coach a team in England.
Right.
But he was, like, super positive all the time.
Yes.
And it's and it's freakishly like David Culley
very,
in some regards.
Very Culley-like, including – Ted Lasso would sit down and do a thing called biscuits. They call little cookies biscuits.
The cookies they call biscuits.
Biscuits. Yeah. He'd do this thing with his.
They've butchered the English language over there in England.
They do. His boss is a woman. He would sit down with her every morning and do something called biscuits with the boss.
Knock-a-doodle-doo.
Ah, oh, good morning, Coach Lasso.
Hey, look at us. A couple of worm-addicted early birds, am I right? Well, I'm glad I caught you. I brought you a little something.
Oh.
Yeah, cookies. Or, as y'all call them here, biscuits, right? Though I do not recommend you smother these in gravy.
Oh, Ted, I don't really...
Oh, come on, I'll take a looky there.
Oh, those do look good.
Right? Go ahead, take a nibble. That's it. Away you go.
May, where did you get these?
Well, I'm glad you like them. You know what? I'll start bringing these to you every morning. Called Biscuits with the Boss.
So that's what Culley was doing with Andy Reid.
Biscuits, Mr. Goodbars with the boss.
It's a combination between Ted Lasso and then in Seinfeld when George Costanza was bringing
Calzones
to George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, same thing.
And he started to earn his favor that way. That's how David Culley did it.
So your creative gene started working and said that we need to create a bizarro Ted Lasso.
When I was watching David Culley tell the story about how when he came in at halftime of the Titans game, he didn't know what to say, and that his assistant coaches, I guess, apparently slapped some sense into him, said, we got to go up tempo. And then he later divulged, like, golly, I never knew that going up tempo could be a game changer. Maybe we should have tried that before. It felt to me like, man, if he had just done that, if he had done the British version of Ted Lasso, which ironically would mean a British coach comes to America.
Oh my God.
And a British soccer coach comes to America and coaches football. This is what it would sound like. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what to say, didn't I? Found myself looking at the telly, and then one of the blokes in the back said, hey, coach, what do you think about going up tempo? I said, oi! Yeah. Doesn't that make the whole 2021 Texans season a lot more entertaining?
His oi?
puts that.
Is oi a British exclamation?
Yeah. They say oi a lot. Not in that exact context, but I was just trying to throw as many like British things as possible all out at once that I could think of in a 7-second sequence.
Can we just have oi as a hotkey?
Oi! Oi!
Yeah. You've never heard that, Sean?
No, I have. I know. I've heard oi before. I just didn't know if the, I didn't know if you were mixing dialects there. I didn't know if oi, you know.
That was a British thing. That was my Liverpudlian accent.
Got you. Okay. Liverpudlian. Boy, that is something. So your assignment this weekend, kids, Ted Lasso. Binge watch Ted Lasso, and you'll get a greater understanding of the 12 months that was the David Culley era.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.